Boop, 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 boop.
I'm terrible at that. Welcome to my show where I have no idea what I'm doing, but I'm having a great time doing it.
And my name's Mike Grace.
So this week, went to Pod Camp, went to a great presentation by Tom Allen about getting started with podcasting, therefore I am trying this out. We'll see if it works. Great presentation about just jumping in, recording it, doing it, having fun, talking about what you love. So here I am talking about what I love, talking about me, technology, what's happening in Utah, the news, and hopefully we'll do it every week and keep it short. So I also was able to go to Code Camp, great presentation on Erlang, talking about what makes Erlang powerful and relevant to the future, about message passing, about control of state, about concurrency and memory usage. It was really impressive. If you have the time, I highly recommend checking out Erlang. Also, upcoming events, we have the Kinetics Impact Conference coming up the 22nd and 23rd of this month, which happens to be Tuesday and Wednesday. Hope you'll be there. It's going to be great. I actually have the opportunity to speak during one of the hours there. So if you show up, great. I look forward to it, and hopefully I don't put you to sleep. So recent events. I recently got laid off from Kinetics. Great team I got to work with there, and I was really sad to leave, but just turned out that we weren't able to get some bridge financing that we needed, so it was time for me to move on. And I got a great job with Needle, a great group of guys to work with, great product. If you've never heard of them, go check out their website, needle.com. Very excited to be producing some great stuff there. So, also went to the Utah Python User Group this week, this month actually, because it's a monthly meeting. Was great. Got to hear about what happened at PyCon and a bunch of the presentations there. A lot of people doing great stuff with Python. Really excited to be digging into Python more. Also, my job with Needle, we use Python and Django a lot, so I'm digging into those languages and frameworks that I haven't really been familiar with very much. Kinetics also has a free Friday lunch every Friday, and it's free. It's great. You go to the Kinetics office, see what they're doing. They show off all the awesome stuff they're doing. They find out what you're doing, what you're having trouble with, what you're loving. It's a great time to mingle with people, see what's going on, and have a great time eating food. So I look forward to also getting in touch with the Django user group and seeing what they're doing as I'm trying to learn more Django. Also in the news recently, AT&T buying T-Mobile. What's up with that? I'm not sure if they think this will fix their problems. I personally don't think it'll fix their problems, but apparently they think it will help them in some way. On Twitter, I had a conversation with some friends, and I came up with this tweet. I said, AT&T can't perform, so they buy a little blue pill, T-Mobile, to make them bigger. Won't fix the problem, only temporary fix, and adds complication. Anyway, we'll leave it at that. Also recently in the news, we've seen that Japan has had a massive earthquake, the largest we've seen for a very long time. Really unfortunate to see so many people and such a wonderful country suffer from a natural disaster of this scale. I personally had the opportunity to serve a mission in Japan for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Had an excellent time serving my mission there. I love the people of Japan. They are an amazing people with an amazing culture. So it's really hard to watch such a wonderful country and people go through this hard time. But I know they're amazing people, and they will rebound. They work hard, and we have lots of countries and lots of people chipping in to help them out. So also recently, President Dieter F. Uchtdorf, second counselor of the First Presidency in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, released a message to the world titled Looking for the Good. Great message, talking about focusing on the good instead of the bad, and how oftentimes people, two different people, can look at the same situation and see different things. And finding the good in things oftentimes helps us get through those things better and helps us enjoy life more. So that was really great. I highly recommend finding that and searching it out. It'll be in the show notes. Also, recently I've been falling in love with the Kindle. My wife got it for her birthday recently, a couple months ago, and I have been using it and loving it. Not sure what's going to happen with my love affair with the Kindle, since we're going to be getting a original iPad here in a little bit, since the iPad 2 is coming out, staying a little bit behind the wave of technology there. But I believe that the Kindle will always have a place in my heart. Really enjoyed reading recently. Been reading Anathem by Neal Stephenson. Great book. I highly recommend it. Almost through it, and it's getting really intense. Also on Twitter, I've been following just over 1,000 people, which happens to be a little bit too much. I've found that I'm missing a lot of good stuff from people that I really care about. Missing good stuff. Friends are always saying, "Did you see that I tweeted this?" And I reply, "No, I missed it." So I need a way to figure out which people I follow on Twitter matter the most to me. And I've come up with an idea that I've shared on Twitter, I believe a couple weeks ago, an idea where I have a Kinetics app that watches my activity on Twitter and is able to recommend which people are important to me and recommend which people to unfollow, etc., etc. Plan on working on this project on my spare time on the side. I'll keep you guys updated, and hopefully I'll be able to release a working product within the next couple of weeks to months. So that's all I have for this week. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you later.